Buenos dias, docu-commentarians. We're bilingual now. Welcome to it. My name is Travis. I am your host. Also is your other host here.
Chase Myers.
There
what's
he
up,
is.
Guys?
Look at him. He's healthy. Don't say otherwise. He looks great.
Are people saying otherwise? Because I don't appreciate that.
No, that's why I'm telling not to.
Okay.
Oh, man. So... this is actually a redo of we did this. In fact, I got to make sure it's working as we do this.
We've been burnt before.
We got burnt hard. I tried using one of the cords that was working, and then it didn't work. And we did this entire, we watched this entire documentary already, but we were pretty blissed when we did. And it's a good one. And I think it was one of our best episodes, and I'm really bummed out that we missed it.
So we're going to do a much, much worse version of it now for you.
No, it's going to be, we're on fire right now. Look at us. We have so much energy. I just flew back from Austin, which is amazing. Working Cap City. It's like one of the best clubs in the country.
Yeah, say it. Say it.
And there wasn't a bad show there. I was with Greg Warren, who's a murderer. He's so, stuff's so well written.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's so great about like turning it at the like he'll take like a very which just seems like a very simple topic and then he'll just like find like some crazy turns to it to make it just like I don't know, he'll just like make string beans hilarious, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like just so so fun to watch.
It's a much different experience. I spent a week with a comedian I didn't respect for
a long time. You wanna talk about it?
I mean, no. I you know what's funny? I did actually I did talk about it on my other podcast. I didn't name names or anything, but yeah I just yeah, but I did finally get to work my last two shows. I got to work with Gabe Rutledge and Kermit Apio. Back-to-back night, so at least I got to be around some comedy that I appreciate.
Damn, okay. Let's see.
I'm glad you got to watch a master for a full week.
I did. Austin was fun. Shows were all great. Let's see. I totally didn't get out and do cool stuff until like Sunday because I was dumb and I didn't rent a car. So I just like, I tried like walking from my Airbnb every day because I was like, well, I'm not going to pay for a lift to go like to, you know, get some barbecue or something. I can walk.
Right.
And then I just wound up walking to the exact same food truck that was half a mile from the house.
You knew the route, man.
I'll tell you what, it was a great food truck.
I mean, it's hard to beat every day when you know, what's going to work.
Yeah.
You can handle that walk.
They were there for me.
That sweaty walk.
Yeah.
Out in Austin.
Terrible, sweaty, drowning in it walk. Yeah. It rained a bunch too. It rained like crazy.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, on the one day I actually went out and tried to do stuff, it just started pouring down rain.
What are you doing out here?
Get back inside. But
when I went back to Louisiana a couple weeks ago, like that was, I was just like, oh yeah, back sweat. I totally forgot about just everything sweating.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was gonna tell this story. One of the nights, there's this lady hanging out, and she was like, "Hey, my Bumble date just didn't show up. Do you want to go grab a drink and just hang out?" She's like, "I gotta be like home with my kids, but like I just want to go grab a drink or something." I was like, "I think I see what you're throwing." But honestly, I was just bored and tired of like being at the Airbnb by myself. So
yeah, see what you. What
I will
you got.
Say there was a husky there named Pockets, and me and Pockets got along, dude. Only thing was Pockets.
At the Airbnb?
Yeah. I kept making myself sandwiches, and Pockets kept getting all pissed and, like, barking at me. I was like, I'm not your owner. Like, you can't bark at me. This is not fair. I don't know what
barking
to do.
At you just for being there or because
you know
want
how huskies
sandwich?
Will just, like, if you're just not doing what they
you
want
know
you
huskies,
to do.
Yeah.
You know how huskies are. Do you not? I'm a dog guy. Huskies will just get real sassy with you, and they just, like, bark at you.
All right.
But no, it was a cool dog. But what was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
You were talking about lady that adventure was, that lady, you were like, lady. Hey, I'll take door number one. I won't even wait for door number two.
What, yeah, exactly. I was like, just
what
go
you
to,
got,
let's go
lady.
To like a cool, one of these cool cocktail bars. Went to like a nice bar, got some killer cocktails, went outside, like a back patio where you can hang out. So we're hanging out there, having a couple of drinks. She was telling me she worked at like a hospital or whatever. So I was learning about a bunch of hospital stuff. And there's another girl out there who was hanging out, having a beer, smoking some weed. And that was the weird, like, I should have known, like you said earlier, that lady, just the way she came up and talked to me, I should have known she was going to talk to everybody like that. So she immediately turns to this girl and is kind of like, you know, what's wrong? Like, what's what happened that you're here smoking weed and having a beer? And I was like, you should probably just leave her alone.
I think she's, look, she's chosen like, what she's doing tonight, okay?
I'm looking at her and wishing I would be I'm doing that.
Yeah, that's
I wish
the best.
I was
she,
here by myself.
She like, won. She's doing the right thing.
Yeah, but she starts talking to...
Why aren't we just sitting out here drinking and smoking?
Yeah, it was Abby. And then she started talking to Abby, and then Abby was hanging out, and... She like let me smoke some. That was cool, but that lady kept like going at Abby about just like I don't know. She's like being weird, like asking weird questions. So I think Abby thought that like she was flirting with her, so she got like close. And then the lady was like, "Oh no, I'm into guys," which was super awkward.
Could
have been played off like so much better.
Now you know how you announce that to everyone immediately.
Oh man, it was the most awkward
not
thing.
Gay I am not gay
yeah.
All right, okay,
and then Abby,
now I'm safe I'm safe now, you can't touch me, I said I'm not gay.
Yeah, please don't. Well yeah, also Abby had just been talking about her Krav Maga classes forever, so when she said that,
and Abby, that's usually a closer after she talks Krav Maga.
Yeah,
she usually fucks right after.
Yeah, that's like how you build up to it.
She's never been turned down at this point ever.
I'll smash your face.
Abby's rocks. What?
I will knee you in the throat.
Yeah.
But no, and then I think the bummer was I think in Abby, because that's the way I saw it. It was like when that lady said, "What happened to your day that you're here doing this?" I was like, she's either super making fun of her or like it's kind of flirty. Like those are the only two ways to take that. And I think Abby was like, it's kind of flirty. And when she realized it wasn't kind of flirty, she was like, "Oh, so you're just being an asshole."
Yeah, you're just a horrible person.
Yeah, so she stood up quick and I was like, ooh, this lady's going to get beat up by Abby. And
I'm so glad I said yes.
I was going to hang out and
this
watch.
This type of shit that I came for.
yeah, and then Abby like... just like was like, "Oh well, I'm gonna leave because I don't feel I'm invited." And then the lady was like falling over herself, like, "Oh no, you're totally welcome to hang out." And she was, and Abby was like, "I know I'm welcome, but I don't feel invited." She walked back in.
I've already said my last words.
Yeah,
I already nailed it once. Why are you making me do it again?
And the lady turned back and was like, "Oh man, did I say something?" And I was like, yeah, all of it.
The whole interaction.
There was so many times where I did not understand what you were talking about or why you would bring it up. And then dude walked out with his dog and she immediately started in on him. Was like, "Hey, how's your day going?" I'm like, "Why don't you just leave people alone, okay?" And we went in and like had a couple more drinks at the bar and like a couple of her friends were there and stuff. So that was fun. But yeah, oh man, I had to like the whole time everyone was like, "Oh yeah, that Abby comes around causing problems," and I was just sitting there like, "I liked Abby."
Like Abby was cool with me.
Yeah, Abby was perfectly fine. I think I would have reacted the same exact way if someone came in doing that to me. Yeah, but we've had a bit of an adventure right before we started this. I'm sitting next to a hero, everyone. Chase, killer of big scary bugs in the kitchen.
Oh yeah, dude.
That was a crazy beetle. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I was ready. I got shoes. Shoes to go, man.
Stomped him out with the shoe.
I got my workout shoe, dude. It's for working out and murdering. That's the two things that it does. I will make sure
it worked perfect.
No other bugs come in here.
Yeah. Just hang them outside so they can all smell their friend's blood. Get out of here.
Oh man,
I was ruthless.
I told you this earlier. I gotta say it on the podcast. I was sitting in here earlier. I was in the kitchen, and just the door opened, and I was like, "What the fuck? Who walked in?" And I was like, "Hey, hello, hello." And it was like a little kid, probably like 6-7 years old, with a little lollipop. he said, "How do you live here?" And then.
A very brutal question.
Oh, it was so... I couldn't even... I just immediately was like, "Kid, you got to get out, like, go." Like, I just was like, "This, because this is my house," and I locked the door. I don't want to know your story, kid. Please go out and fend for yourself. Like... of all things that I expected to experience while I was putting up the dishes was not like to process a 6-year old taunting me with a lollipop.
Dude.
And then like and it hit me with like just the question of just like how do you live here? Just on so many different levels.
I'm
like,
8 and I know you're a fuck up.
It's like he knew exactly what to say to just fucking bomb me because it how did it how could it could mean so many different things. It could like take it how you want. He knew it was like the perfect mind fucked and then just licked his lollipop and walked back out.
Yeah, that was brutal, man. You told me and I was inconsolable.
That's the most surreal thing that's ever happened.
Man, that's what happened after that?
Oh, you mean that wasn't the same day, but that was, I mean, that was, I think that was back to back. I think it was yesterday. Or no, it was Saturday. I fell asleep on this futon Friday night, I guess. And Saturday, that we had this football stadium behind us for like the high school, and they had a graduation, and so they're playing music real loud, and so I fell asleep on this futon, and woke up to Smash Mouth's All Star,
which you never want to wake up on a futon to Smash Mouth like, All Star.
Because you don't feel like it. You don't, you don't feel like an all-star very much.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, man, I had a good time. I had a good time in his living room, man. A lot of crazy shit's happening at me.
When I said after that, that's not what I meant. I meant how you immediately walked over and locked the door.
Oh, I said that earlier. I said, I just locked him out whenever I came.
Yeah.
that you're just like, what's the other crazy story that happened?
Oh, no, I meant that too. I mean, I forgot about that, so I'm glad you brought it up. But you were talking about like hearing stuff from that stadium. Man, I went sometimes, like recently, I feel like my mental health might be slipping. Like, I feel fine, but I keep catching myself doing things, and I'm like, you're crazy. Stop it. I was like sitting on the futon. When you're gone, dude, it gets bad. I like had a blanket over my head. I was like, listening to like some weird, I don't know, acid trip music, and I was like talking, like I was like reliving conversations with hecklers, if that makes sense. And I was trying to come up with like, I was trying to like fix all my heckler lines, I don't know, but I like halfway through it, I was like, what am I doing? And I had to go do the dishes. But I heard over in the stadium, there was a game going on, and I couldn't hear any of it except for I heard one parent, and they were going, "Ooh!" That's all I could hear. Just like, not even the words, just like a little kind of, but it was soft, but it was penetrating, and I could hear it everywhere in the apartment, and it went on for at least an hour.
That's his thing, is he's like travels around and is the loudest one in the stadium. Like, yeah. For it to be that consistent like that. Like that's
his every
thing.
10 seconds, dude. Like, I was counting it too. That's how crazy I got about it. I was like, I threw
some.
He was
too, bro. He's got down to a science.
I threw some stuff. I was like yelling like, you goddamn shut up. And
how'd that work out for you?
Not well, man. I eventually left the apartment. I was really going crazy. I was saying stuff to myself like, this is torture. This is Geneva Convention's definition of torture. Listen to the same sound over and over again. This is torture. I like left the house because I had to go to improv anyway. And I was walking outside as soon as because I was like, I'm going to figure out what he's saying. And I walked up to the fence by the stadium. And I still couldn't understand. Like, he just.
Oh, that's tough.
It didn't even sound like he was enunciating anything. He was just like,
noises, like, dude.
Oh, dude.
Just get loud.
Got in the car. I could still hear it in the car. I was like, I got to get out of here. I was like cranking the music
just
up.
Following you.
Oh, man. It was tough.
All right. So, this is a podcast where we talk to each other a bunch. What is this podcast?
Oh, yeah. Don't fuck off, man. We're allowed to have an intro.
No.
We can have a little intro.
No. We never told them what we are, though.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, they may think we were just like a regular interesting podcast.
And we've been talking for 15 minutes.
Well, I was trying to keep it organic, Chase.
That was.
It wasn't organic. You looked at the timer to see how long we've been doing it.
Oh, well, I felt it. I felt like it was long. It organically felt long.
All right, well.
What's the word, baby bird?
You got to say it. You always got to say it.
I said it, bro.
All right, cool. All right, the word is we're watching DMT, the spirit molecule.
Getting fucked up.
Yeah, we are. We watched this last week. It's something
we watched this whole thing, y'all.
We really did. And yeah, it's an interesting documentary talking about a very interesting drug. Neither of us have done DMT, but we've listened to a lot of people talk about it, and it's fascinating.
Big fan.
Yeah. Shane Moss, who's a comedian, talks about when he first started trying it, he like smoked it by himself, and then he like had his friend smoke it. And his friend, when his friend smoked it, he was like, "Oh man, the purple lady says hi," or something like that. And when he like tripped on it, he had seen like a purple lady, and he didn't mention that to his friend. So he was like, "Whoa!" And
dude, that's a good story. That's a good yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know if you were making fun of me when you said that was a good story.
No, I was for real.
Okay. Just making sure. All right. So
I haven't been taking shots at you, Travis. I don't know what you. All right. Yeah, I'm on your side, buddy.
All right. I'm putting up fences, guys.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be there. So we're watching this documentary, and the little blurb says, "This documentary examines the powerful psychedelic compound DMT, which is naturally produced in humans and scores of other species." Also, Joe Rogan is in here a bunch, and it's silly.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's trying to do in this, but he doesn't pull it off. All right, so I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, and play. Now it's loading. Ugh. Yep, there we go. Now it started. Perfect.
Turn it up. I think you got it muted.
Well,
bat. All right, let's talk about some visions. Let's get into it.
Oh, man. The host I worked with in Austin
was
talking. I told him when I was younger, I used to smoke a lot of salvia. Just because I was a weirdo.
Right.
Which is like making you kind of zone out for like 5 minutes or so. And he's the first person I met who's like, "Oh, yeah, me too."
Fuck yeah, man. Who didn't?
Yeah.
There it is. She is the purple woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was, right? Purple woman?
Green skin? Shut up. It's purple. You know it's purple.
Fucking liar. Hook
good
it up.
Good answer.
Hook it up.
Do you have DMT?
Do you know where I can find some more DMT?
Yeah,
okay. Oh, hey. So what's up with all the buttons behind you?
So this is like a 50s government video thing he's trying to do.
I guess that's got to be the only this is some, yeah, a government video. I didn't really think about that the first time. I couldn't figure out for the life of me why he's just like suddenly in like a lab.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Obviously.
I know about this stuff. Biochemistry major, my friend.
I don't know about anything, so. Everything's new to me.
I remember having some sick burns on this guy, but I don't have the heart. I can't do it.
Can't kill him twice.
Nah, man. He just likes getting high.
Man, why that?
Yeah, that guy did the numbers.
Yeah, just, you know, stuff that doesn't do anything. We just got some stuff.
It's simpler than we all think.
Yeah, it's just nothing. It has no purpose. This is what plants use to mediate their relationship. If somebody could figure out a purpose, I would give them $64 million right now.
Oh, absolutely. Let me get my $64 million out now.
This guy's seen some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Not a mirror. Zoom. Cut.
How?
I'm trying.
Is that my brain on drugs?
No, that's like a brain on hair.
It's like a horrible Easter basket.
She smokes so much weed.
Dude, she's out there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm talking about other planets, bro.
I went and watched that movie Hereditary. That movie messed me up.
Yeah?
I'm not going to talk about it now, but it haunts me.
I can tell. Just bring it up.
Oh. I went down into a dark pit real quick right now. Just think about that movie.
Look at these movers and shakers. Bunch of fucking ballers on that boat.
Yeah, can't keep those guys down. Sorry, girls, they got hiking to do.
Hey, what documentary are you doing, Joe?
Joe, did you not talk to anyone before you did this? What do you think this was?
Right, man? How can we even know?
Kind of a goth.
But I'm like older.
Yeah.
I'm like a wise goth.
I'm like an old goth.
Yeah, you don't got to tell me.
Yeah. That's that, it's the giant gland, man.
Is that true?
No, it's a pituitary gland.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that. I knew it wasn't right. Took a shot in the dark.
All right. See your theories checking out, I guess.
Man, my pineal gland is not working hard enough. Give me high, little buddy.
What up, Rabbi?
Yeah. More like Rab High.
Am I right?
Hey. I'm sorry. That was terrible.
Nah, dude. Keep those coming.
Who knows what it says? Maybe it says get high.
How can we know? We should just get high to see.
Yeah.
That way we can rule it out, you know?
Man, every single one of these people talks like they've been to the moon.
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of far stares. Like, they're all looking out.
I'm not sure if I want to do this drug if it's going to make me like that.
Yeah, I mean, mystical keeps coming up.
I like this guy.
Yeah, this dude came out all right.
Yeah. He's like, look, I got my denim jacket. I'm very cold. I'm not going to take it off.
I've been to another planet, all right? Isolation. Jacket stays on. It's Lion King right there. It's footage from Star of the Lion King. About time. There's a release of endogenous opiates, or we can it's like he's like, how many words in a row can I say that Chase isn't gonna understand? Every time he says something, I'm like, nope, not once. I can't even picture it, dude. 7 words deep into your sentence, I have no idea where we're at. Receptors and active. That's what I got on that one.
All right. They make you see through?
You can see your fucking brain, bro. Man, I don't want to get the gray DMT. That sucks. No,
man. Keep me up.
It's like, oh, is this all dull? Just, I got the dull high. It's mystically dull.
Can I take a supplement? Oh, I bet you are a writer.
Man.
Look at that facial hair.
Man, look at that choice you made. It didn't just grow in that way. You wanted that.
His chin looks like a bobtail. Cool.
Oh, good analogy. Let's go here.
You die.
You know, like a drive-by shooting.
Your dad gets killed in front of you. It's pretty much the same thing.
When you're in one place and another place and another place. How, you didn't even try to connect those two. Tell me about it, Stephen. Dr. Baker.
Yeah. Give it to me, blue collar.
The way I can understand. I feel like I could trust you. Speak on my level.
That's Santa Claus's older brother who's upset that he got a STEM degree and really figured out chemistry, but his brother gets all the credit.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
My friend told me he went to an ayahuasca party.
Yeah.
And there was a shaman, and they gave it to him, and he shit his pants. But, like, he said right after he shit his pants, it was the best he's ever felt in his life.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, he threw up a lot, too. I think that's what ayahuasca is.
It just... He just cleans you out. He got bored at the end of that.
I thought he got sad.
He just looked down.
Or injecting it. He was like, Don't inject it.
I'm going to listen to Mystical whenever I do DMT. That's what I'm going to do.
Shake ass.
Dude, it's going to go crazy, dude. We'll fire like Kaya.
What are you talking about?
What are you even saying right now?
Well, she's making a parallel to alcohol, but like that's not what alcohol is. Yeah, she's out of her mind. She's talking about alcohol like, oh, we took it out and we concentrated it away from nature. Like, nah, beer's pretty much nature.
Got all the chemicals in it.
Yeah, man, use yeast. There's nothing weird about that. Beer is literally, you just boil grain, add yeast to it. That's what beer is.
That's what it used to be, bro.
No, it still is.
That's since the government got into it.
What are you talking about now? You're getting crazy. It's like I've been in the woods for 10 years.
I've been surviving out here for a long time.
I have no idea how my hair looks. Is it fine?
Do you have any ayahuasca?
Is it okay? Man, can you imagine being back like before people knew? I think like a lot of people in my generation, I first heard about DMT through like before there was TV and shit. And someone was just like, hey, if you drink this, shit goes crazy.
Yeah, that's got to be such a game changer of a day. Of like,
you've never seen anything. Yeah, like, you just have no idea. At least we watch movies where we're like, oh, so that's what a trip might be like.
Just been hunting and farming and just working the land.
I've never even taken a geometry class. Now I'm looking at all these shapes. Yeah. Like, whoa. Fuck, is that another beetle? Cocksucker. God damn it. That makes me so mad. It's a moth. Get out of here, moth.
I do nail it. Dude, you came super close. Travis just threw a pin at a moth across the room and almost hit it.
Almost doesn't count, man.
Nah, man. I mean, you deserve some credit for that. That was
pretty, that was close.
Yeah. What's in those tubes, bro?
Joe, what is that Earlmeyer flask have in it? You're being ridiculous.
Ayahuasca churches?
This is the church of seeing some shit.
Churches of getting out there.
Man, where are people meeting all these shamans? I want to meet some shamans.
Yeah, man. Meet some kind of guru.
I wouldn't want a guru, man. I couldn't have them pick me apart. My ego couldn't handle it.
Right.
Interesting is the word he uses. They're interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that curious? Democratic and scientific get to declaring plants illegal. It can seem weird, but there's clearly something deep and revealing about the nature of these societies.
Why have they been showing so much army footage?
Because they were going to burn everything down.
Oh, they're burning marijuana.
Everything down. Everything with DMT in it, they're just going to take it all out. Man, that's like their go-to, is like bash alcohol.
These guys all hate, they got a bunch of wedgies from some drunks. Well, come on. That's one guy.
I mean, look at everybody else.
Everyone else is normal. They're all on the LSD, too. He's the only one. Is that him again? It's just a one guy in all of history. Okay. There was an
optimism. Still.
Does it make your ears big? Oh, I wish, pal. You're a little bit early. We're still putting kids in cages.
We've actually gone backwards quite a bit.
Yeah. We're actually behind where you are now.
Yeah.
Ugh. Whoa.
Yeah, bro.
That is Santa Claus. He got in on this. He's chasing after his brother. He's like, you don't get this.
Hey, look. I got the whole rest of the year.
I'm Santa Claus. I'll have everything. Whoa. That dude's got great eyebrows.
It's tough on this guy. Yeah. This dude's got no eyebrows.
Yeah. I have a feeling like I don't like this guy from last time, but I don't really have anything to back that up with. Maybe he does something weird later on. Nobody took LSD and killed 20 people. If you killed 20 people on LSD, those people deserve to die. Like, how many people before? Like, you're just stumbling around. Like, what? This doesn't make any sense. Because you'd have to be, like, tripping.
Yeah, I don't think LSD had anything to do with.
You're right. I was that many people. Obviously, yeah, that was incorrect. Yeah, that's so dumb. Kills 20.
I mean, I don't really know if any drug makes you murder. That seems to be what they always go to whenever they're trying to make stuff illegal.
I remember when I was in high school, they kept just being like, on salvia and weed, there would always be like a story of like one kid who like was high when he killed himself. And you're like, yeah, but that was one kid.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to shock you. Feel better?
Joe Rogan again? Yeah, it is.
There he is.
Don't think that's not Joe. That's Joe.
Sorry to doubt you, Joe. There he is, fucking putting his money where his mouth is.
Doing the hard research. That's the crazy thing about biochemistry is, like, you got to order a lot of things. You order, like, milligrams, so they come in these little capsule things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, so old school, you got to, like, score around the top of it so you can, like, pop it off and, like, suck out, like, a tiny, tiny, like, a little amount.
Huh.
And they cost, like, $40-$50.
No pressure.
Yeah. I mean, I've been researching.
I mean, I'm still doing my part. Just waiting on them to ask. I'll turn over all my records. Hey, Joe. Now you what?
In an office?
In your office.
Got a periodic table, you dork.
Back in the lab.
Well, that's so unnecessary. I think they just thought that would get more people to watch.
Yeah, the film thing is weird. It's 2010. It's when this came out. I'm trying to think of that. If we were that cheesy 10 years ago.
And 10 years ago, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Was he still on Fear Factor?
I think it had been done for a little while, but not long. It might have just ended probably around 2008.
Goddamn moth, another moth.
Well, luckily there's another pin right there. So.
I'm loaded up, guys. I got pins all over the place. I can't hit them from here. Or can I?
He's coming to you, man. He's taunting you.
Oh, bitch.
Dang, dude, you're close again, though.
I'm pretty good at throwing pens and stuff.
Yeah, man. The talent I didn't realize you had.
If you ever want me to get near to hitting something with a pen, you let me know. You got some big targets you give Travis the call.
Hell yeah, man.
Cool. Sounds rad.
You sign up for that. Yeah, give me DMT for 2 years. Those people are fucked. Those people are out there. That man's 28 years old.
Thank you, Randall Freeman. Your legacy is intact.
Joe Rogan made sure of that.
Yeah.
Scientist, Rick.
approach it as a scientist. Do basic simple measurements. Look at heart rate, cardiovascular parameters. You won't get in trouble doing that. You can get it funded, and it's solid science. Rick did what he said.
Do your job.
What? No, I don't want to talk about my brother Nicholas Claus. You know STP.
Yeah, you know me.
I better get in there and get some drugs.
A lot of writers.
I'm a volunteer. I've written some Facebook posts.
I think you like to get fucked up.
Yeah.
I think you like to explore other dimensions.
Oh.
I'm fucked up right now.
Yeah. Look at that nose. Those capillaries are burst.
Yeah, some real addicts, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm very interested for my own personal growth.
You know, everybody's got to do that where they do drugs for 2 months straight.
Yeah, you have to.
2 years, isn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, too bad. You're on the roller coaster. This dude gets it. Glad you got your head back up, man. I was real bummed out for him earlier.
Yeah. Injecting it.
Where you launch from. I like that terminology. Really? Because the last lady just said it didn't matter. Like, immediately contradict. Don't matter where you launch from. It is everything. Also, I think you can just say setting. The things that you have learned, the capacities that you
have achieved. I hate that he sounds like he's making sense.
Yeah. You too, huh?
I was afraid my nose would turn red.
Oh, God, is it happening? Well, that's not fucking good. He killed 20 people.
What?
He killed 20 people, bro.
That wasn't close.
Yeah, that one was off.
But scared him away, though. He went outside.
Now you got there. It's like fire in my veins. I mean,
thank you so much for making a documentary about this. It's the most interesting thing about me. Other than my shirt.
I was going to be talking about this anyway, so. I do this noise for everyone. It's like a documentary of people describing dreams.
Man, every interview they have, it feels like that person just took DMT.
Yeah.
None of them feel like they have a lot of distance. What? You felt a rod growing? Slow down, put tremendous pressure in my sinuses behind my eyes. Slow down. Start to grow and extend the skin behind my forehead about 1 inch. Behind my hairline. Well, you know, 1 inch. I measured.
Yeah, he keeps measuring it out. Very physical feeling. About 1.5 to 2 inches above my skull. Another measurement. It's the third time. He's got a code. He's got like a combination.
Yeah, I think he just tripped really hard and tried to put it together afterwards.
I think he was jamming himself on top of the head with his finger. And he just doesn't realize it. There's like pressure on the top of my head. Got to be 1 inch in. Oh, it was definitely that.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's just one person after another explaining a dream. My old neighbor was there.
Well, you sound like a bummer to hang out with.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, that's terrifying. You should watch the movie Hereditary.
Huh?
Huh?
The documentary of people that seen that.
Yeah, start with me. It's terrible. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me, but
yeah,
Yeah, it's kind of like they got people who had never done any hallucinogenic drugs and people who had literally been tripping their entire lives.
Yeah. Like people who studied it. All right. Get some of this pink love, baby.
Come and get your love.
Come and get your love. Come and get your love now. I really don't like this guy.
I know. He's just such a goofball. And his hair is very pretentious.
Yeah. He's a shaman.
Yeah, I can't respect a shaman. I want to know more of him, but I'm not sure I can give him respect.
Yeah.
You just made that up, though.
He gets stuck on something. Like earlier, set setting, that one, it was picture. What was it? Puzzle pattern?
Yeah, because picture of, yeah. Puzzle pattern.
It's a picture puzzle pattern?
Were you high?
Oh, so yeah, sounds like you were high. It's all these things. Just a bunch of stuff.
I was like, whoa.
Look at all this.
Oh, boy. What a bunch of things. Who can say what any of it was? I mean, but oh man, was it some
man,
stuff?
It was so much. It was out there.
Yeah, oh boy.
Doing DMT makes you like.
What's a hobby horse?
It turns you into a thesaurus, I think. Is what You can't just talk like a normal person.
Everyone's
anymore.
Bringing a really weird angle to this.
Yeah.
Not all
nah,
of them.
Nah, you guys are catching them, man. You guys. I don't know what words y'all are missing. Cause
well, that feels racist.
The Mexican tile?
Don't tilt your head like that, bro.
Yeah.
No one likes that. You look crazy. I don't like that. That seems scary.
All of them. They were all there.
Yeah, I mean.
Imagine a color. It was there.
Blue? Yeah, blue was there.
Yeah, hell yeah, blue was there. Blue was fucked up, dude. Blue was trying to smash orange.
That was like eight different blues.
It's like, dude.
Fucking, blue was in a fight with blue.
Oh, purple was up to his normal shit. You can't, dude, you can't trust the purple. You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite part of this whole thing.
I just thought that.
I just realized where I was. It was the divine realm.
I just kind of got that.
I know that area.
I saw the street signs. I was on the corner of Souls and Rebirth.
Don't you love when you just get to let your soul out, man? You just air out that soul. Just
when I do it, I mean, these guys are smoking DMT. I mostly just eat like too much fried chicken, and then I feel like my soul's really just out there.
Just who I am. Just. Hey, you look me in the eye when you talk to me, bro.
Just quit looking below me. Not you, you look away.
You don't want this, bro. Yeah, man, you saw everything in 15 minutes. It's a real bummer. See the whole universe and.
Yeah, see, that's Norm MacDonald's a joke about that. Like, that's a good drug because you get your, like, bang for your buck, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I keep trying to tell people, like, coke's coming back. I keep seeing everybody, like, but he's doing coke all of a sudden. I'm just like, don't, that's a terrible drug. It lasts for 30 minutes. Do it. If you're going to do a drug that lasts 12 minutes. And feels like it lasts for 1,000 years.
Yeah. Where at the end you're like, holy fuck, I can't do that immediately again.
Yeah. Nose gets red.
Then I went right back to work. It was crazy. Oh, this shit's serious. You don't even need to comb your hair.
Your neck will be all veiny.
Well, at least you haven't backed down from it at all.
Yeah,
despite
to grow.
Despite the lack of proof. At some point, maybe our civilization will become advanced enough and we will throw off these
anchors of impossible thought. From 10 years in the future, nope. Or worse now.
Nah. I mean, we just
we
like.
We put kids in cages.
Just think about that. A reality show host is our president.
Yeah. Forgot to talk about that booking thing. I'll bring it up at the end.
Hey, Joe Rogan.
Are you recording on giant tape now?
How many jackets you got, bro?
Show us on your globe. Joe. What? The chemistry of their brain, which is the organ of consciousness, was being changed by DMT in such a way that they could then receive information that we weren't able to receive normally.
Talking to aliens, bro. Why'd you say it like that? It just rips that filtering mechanism away for a few minutes. And for a few minutes, you're immersed in sort of this raw datasphere of input, of sensory input, of memories, of associations. I mean, it seems like the brain builds reality out of these things, what you're experiencing, what you have experienced, and how you associate and synthesize these things together to tell yourself a story, essentially, about what's going on, where you are in space and time.
Okay.
Because they are, bro.
They're in another universe.
Get your science out of here, dude. I knew you'd know about aliens.
Look at me. Look at my blue collar.
Who do you think they talk to first?
You think they just didn't know how to draw people?
Nah, dude. Martians. Psychedelic explorers.
Tell me more about that. I, as a rabbi, hate it. NDEs. I abbreviate it so you know that I'm a crazy person. All of these experiences, in fact, are fractals.
If we understand the concept of fractal geometry, bruh,
stop.
Get the fuck out of here.
It contains everything that is in the larger picture. And thus, that validates profoundly all these experiences.
What? Goddamn moth.
It's our last bin.
Goddamn pins all over the house now.
Fucking moth.
Goddamn hate moths. Every time my moth is around, oh, I've got to pick a bunch of pins. Goddamn moth.
I was bringing all these pins.
I got one of them back.
Ooh.
Kind of that consciousness of a non-corporeal sort of reality. Fuck off.
God, the way all of you talk is so fucking annoying. They're all finding the fanciest way to say I can't describe it.
I have a math degree, so I think it's math.
Yeah. Mathematic vocabulary. What he said. My many, many experiences.
Have you seen how red my nose is?
It's part of it.
That seems to be a common theme.
It's part of it. Ooh, I bet you find them. Something like that.
And now the ball's tripping field is about to be discovered.
I damn sure don't believe in God. I know that, but...
Have you seen my face, my whole general vibe?
Yeah, there ain't no way. But I do like doing drugs.
I'm my own God. Pass those mushrooms.
What? He's convinced of it.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, here's a rabbi to clear it up. Oh, it's God.
Wow.
Dude.
I didn't know it was God.
They've just been meaning to say it's the hand of God the whole time. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to smoke your hand, God. I'm going to get so high on your hand.
You ever lick God's palm?
You ever get sexually assaulted by God?
Miracle, it's a miraculous way for us to transcend ordinary Guys, it's
I
not
thought it'd
gonna
be more of this kind of a documentary.
It is not gonna help us survive. It is just a fun drug.
Look, Joe, I want to do the drug, man. I don't know how. I don't understand why you're black and white. What are you talking about?
I hadn't seen you in a while.
Hiding in the woods, taking a bunch of LSD.
Dude, just get a tent. Ride it out.
You're not homeless if you're camping.
Oh, you little rebel. Yeah, that's what you're all about, really, is science.
That's what science requires, is faith.
Those two go hand in hand, we all know that.
What? Dude, stop.
Nailing it, dude. Nailing it.
Jesus Christ.
He's getting so excited. He was about to stand up in his chair before they cut.
This dude's never taking a science class.
So foolish.
Now that I've done a ton of drugs, it seems like.
Whoa.
That dude's wearing so much makeup. They all kind of are. They only have, like, the only crease on their entire face is, like, that cheek crease.
Drink it up.
Yeah.
Let's trip the fuck out.
Dude, if you're in the jungle.
I know, dude. That seems like a nightmare.
You just come to and there's a leopard eating your friend. You're like, oh, well, it's a bad trip.
I hear this happens sometimes.
This is part of it.
It's going to ride it out.
I'm an ethnobotanist. I think there's plenty to gain. May very well be treatment models, particularly for patient
populations for whom conventional treatments are ineffective. Well, we need to find out. Maybe it does. I love that. Maybe it helps everybody. Maybe it can heal all our problems. Let me do drugs. Please let me do drugs. Maybe world peace is in there.
You guys will just chill. You guys just chill. Goddamn right.
Push it down. Stay down. Obviously.
I'm a big fan of tradition, as is my brother Nicholas Claus. Fuck you.
I don't like the way you laughed about it.
You guys know you're gonna die. Yeah, weirdo. Chill the fuck out. Her grandma did her hair.
Maybe. Maybe it will. It may help us.
Yeah, breathe into a bunch of eyes.
I mean, yeah, man, if I have cancer, I'm taking all the hallucinogens. Like,
not just hallucinogens. Bring that heroin on over. Oh, join the party, all. Heroin. If I have cancer, all of it. Every single last bit. I want to taste God before I meet him.
I introduce myself first.
What's this? Whatever that is, don't poke it. Stop this. I don't need this.
My God, no.
Just so slow. This will be brutal.
Either do it or don't do it.
Oh, God.
Is that what this is like? I don't like this.
This is painful to watch. In nose, red noses. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you can see on psychedelics. If you don't get trapped, you gotta keep your mind open and your ears big.
Yeah, you look through chandeliers.
Okay.
You look through the chandelier of reality. You gotta look through the lamp.
Look, you're gonna have to look through the sconce of reality, okay?
They're so determined to not use real words or like words that no one people use. They're like, I can just fill in whatever. Head back up, man. Don't quit on us. I know, I can see that in you.
I'd rather you be helpful too.
every fucking person at some point just goes way off the rails. Like, they'll say two things. I'm like, okay, I'm following you. What's the fuck?
Acid bath.
Acid baths. Chandeliers. Picture puzzle pieces. Yeah, tell me the spirit world agenda. Spirit world first.
Yeah, let's see what the spirit world has on its to-do list.
Yeah, what are they? They got kids in cages over there. What's their, what's their policies? God.
Does a hallucinogenic world have a trade war on its agenda? Oh, Joe. You paid for this all, didn't you? Oh, it's just so tone deaf.
Knowledge is power, dude.
Nah, man, misinformation is power. This is 2018. Knowledge was 10 years ago.
Maybe. That's what this whole documentary was.
Is it over?
Maybe.
What did I say I was going to tell you at the end?
Did you say something about booking? Is that what you said? I can tell what you said.
Booking? Now I don't remember.
That's just, I couldn't quite tell what you said. That's what I thought you said. So
booking. Yeah, no, I'm stuck on it. Yeah, well.
So like, I could be throwing you completely off.
Yeah, I think you are. Oh, well, it's not important. Well, all right. Well, that's the word, baby bird.
Yeah,
thanks for checking in, guys. That was a fun one. That was wild. We're going to try to, I mean, I think we're going to do a bunch more of these in July. So if you've been listening and you're like, I wish they were making more. Well, guess what? We will be. So just chill out. We're coming. We'll be there for you. Okay. Yeah, we missed a couple.
We're not going anywhere.
We canceled a couple times on you. Okay, but guess what? We're back.
You're still special.
We're trying to be better. We're trying to be better about this. So you know, give us some.
It's another chance.
Give us a chance. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll hear from you next time.
Bye.